your attention, please.
Setting the pace. And winning the race. 91.7. Oh, the radio.
Excellent.
Fortunately, this number doesn't have to worry. All you have to do is enter store. Go straight to the refreshment area. Get himself a nice fresh bottle of money. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water. Ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 5:17. The headlines in local news: man found dead in a water well. Government rules out emergency aid to Lindazi flood victims. And in international news, Mali and Burkina Faso impose travel ban on the U.S. citizen in tit for tat mode. And in sports news, Tijinama calls for sports reset after AFCON. With the news in detail, my name is Sumili Sitali. In local news, a 53-year-old man has been found dead in a water well in Monza District, Southern Province. The discovery was made on Tuesday, December 30th, 2025, at around 10:20 hours in Hamanzongo village, located in the Chief Monzi's area. Police have launched investigations to determine the circumstances under which the body ended up in the well. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the incident and identified the deceased as Geoffrey Mudenda of Hamazongo Village. Namalongo says the deceased was identified through a National Registration Card NRC found on the body. He explained that the body was in a decomposed state and was dressed only in white trousers without a shirt or shoes and showed no visible physical injuries. The Lusaka City Council has reviewed that more men died in Lusaka in 2025 compared to women, with a total of 17,750 deaths recorded between January and December 2025. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the Council's Department of Public Health disposed of 7,420 male adults and 1,843 male children who died during this period, in addition to 1,043 male stillbirths, indicating a higher mortality rate among males in Lusaka for the year. Mwamba says in contrast, the council recorded 5,155 female adult deaths, 1,511 female child fatalities, and 778 female stillbirths during the same period. She says 3,498 bodies were interred in council-owned cemeteries across Lusaka, while 40 bodies were cremated and the remaining bodies were laid to the rest in order in other authorized cemeteries. Mwamba says the local authority is appealing to residents with suitable land to partner with the council in establishing and managing cemeteries or offer such land for sale, citing a persistent shortage of burial space in the city. The National Road Fund Agency, NRFA, has with immediate effect withdrew the recently announced increase in toll fees for certain categories of motor vehicles. In a statement issued today, the NRFA Public Relations Unit explained that the decision was made to allow for a signing and publication of the necessary statutory instrument by the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development. The agency confirmed that until the legal process is completed, currently toll fees will remain in place and all NRFA operated toll gates across the country. This also applies to the three toll gates operated by the Moet Inn Consortium Limited along the Lusaka Ndola Jo Karawi. Still in local news, the UPND Northwestern Province Youth Chairperson Bruce Kanema has expressed disappointment over the lack of progress in a government initiative aimed at empowering youth cooperatives through access to mining licenses. Kanema says the frustration is mounting among cooperatives as government delays deploying military personnel to secure licensed sites for the youth. He says implementation of the initiative meant to boost the economy has told leaving youth run mining sites vulnerable. Kanema adds that the path to formalizing and securing these sites remain unclear, but the Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development Permanent Secretary, Dr. Hampenga Kaweta, said a presidential directive calling for secure and legal mining operation has already been issued. Dr. Kaweta says the military has facilitated deployment of security personnel and trained license holders, but that the Ministry of Defense is responsible for the establishing of laws and order for the self-mining operations. More than 900,000 kwacha has been spent on the purchase of a tractor and trailer in Lusaka's Kanyama Township to support waste collection efforts. The equipment was procured using the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Area Member of Parliament Monty Chinkuli says the acquisition will improve cleanliness in Kanyama. Meanwhile, Kanyama CDF Committee Chairperson Magdalene Chilombo urged community members to take ownership of the equipment to ensure its proper use and maintenance. And finally, in local news, government has begun implementing emergency measures to support communities affected by the disruption of water supply in Lundazi District, Eastern Province, following the shutdown of the Eastern Water and Sanitation Company water treatment plant. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu says the water treatment plant was submerged by floods caused by the heavy rainfall yesterday, which also washed away the dam embankment, making it possible for water production to continue. Nzovu says the critical facilities at the plant, including the water intake structure, pumps, electrical control panel and chemical dosing equipment were all damaged. He says as a result, the treatment plant has been shut down, having all Eastern Water and Sanitation Company customer in Lundazi without a normal water supply, with operation to resume once the damaged infrastructure and equipment are fully replaced. The minister says to mitigate the impact, authorities have deployed 5 water bozos to distribute treatment water to residents, considering the risk associated with the disruption of water supply. Nzovu has assured affected residents that efforts are underway to restore water supply, but urged residents to conserve water and use it consciously. We now take a short break. Due to come is international and